And welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now here is Brother Chad Johnson with today's message.
It's good to be back with you. We're in Psalm 119, going verse by verse. We made it to verse number 29. Remove me from the way of the lying, and grant me thy law, that's the word again, graciously. Remove me from the way of lying. This is the way of sin, to err, to go into idolatry and self-righteousness. David would not only be kept from that way, but have it kept from him. He cannot endure to have it near him. He didn't want to be swept away from it. He said, remove me from the way of lying, the way of all sin, Lord. Just take me away out of it and grant me thy law in substitute of the way of lying, that wicked way. He said, Lord, give me thy law, the word of God, and do it graciously. He's saying, Lord, don't spare and don't cut me short. And he knew the Lord wouldn't. Graciously means to really over and above what you really thought you might need, you'll get. And that's what he required, or the prayer he made. In verse 30, he said, I have chosen the way of truth. Thy judgments have I laid before me. That's the word of God again. I have chosen the way of truth. Thy word is truth, is what the Bible says. As he abhorred the way of lying and wickedness, so he chose the way of truth. A man must choose one or the other, for he cannot serve two masters. There is a way that the truth ought to be followed, and there's a way that men try to follow the truth that is not scriptural way. I have chosen the way of truth. Thy judgments have I laid before me. We must realize that the way of truth, though the Lord chooses us in salvation, and he does that, but practical sanctification, day-to-day living, what it applies to life. The Bible says, choose you this day whom you'll serve. That's talking about service. God doesn't force us to serve him and live right, but if you're saved, he will chastise you, and you can cross a line and die before you were supposed to. There is a sin unto death, and we don't want to get in that place. So you must choose this day. Are you going to serve the Lord, or are you going to serve the world? Verse 31. I have stuck unto thy testimonies, O Lord. Put me not to shame. You know, we've heard the old saying, just stick with it. When you're stuck to something, you think about glue. If you take some super glue, or even that Gorilla Glue, that's some of the toughest stuff I've ever used. I had a Bible that was coming apart at the seam, or at the it was coming unbound, and I squirted some of that Gorilla Glue, and man, I believe that stuff is the strongest stuff I've ever seen. But he said, I have stuck unto thy testimonies. That means he's bound to them. And no matter what tries to pull him away from the Word of God, his heart is fixed on the Word. It's set on it. His sights are set on the Word. His heart is set on it, and that's where he's stuck. O Lord, put me not to shame. O Lord, put me not to shame. This would happen if God's promises were unfulfilled, and if the heart of God's servant were suffered to fail. But he said, O Lord, put me not to shame. Verse 32, I will run the way of thy commandments when thou shalt enlarge my heart. With energy and with zeal, he would perform the will of God. He said, I'll run the way of thy commandments. I'm glad, thank God, by his sovereign grace, that I'm in a track. I'm running in the course where God has put me. And by his grace, I'll run the way of his commandments. I want to run my life according to the Word of God. Though I don't always do it, and I'm a pitiful Christian at times, I still have a desire to run my life and to run my family's life and to conduct our home and conduct how we deal with man and in society according to the commandments of the Word of God. He said, when thou shalt enlarge my heart. What does that mean, preacher? Well, our heart is the master. I mean, it's the center of our being. And the feet soon run when the heart is free. Our physical feet and what we do in our life will be able to run when our heart's enlarged. When God enlarges our heart and we clean out the things of our heart through repentance in the Lord, to the Lord for what we've done, and our heart's enlarged. And you think of a heart, you got to have a physical heart that's healthy before you can do running. If your heart's in bad shape, you can't do much running. Well, if you're spiritually, your heart's in bad shape and filled up with the things of the world, you'll not be able to run in the way of the commandments until the heart is enlarged. He must change our heart, unite our heart, encourage our heart, and strengthen it so that we'll follow Him. We must run, for grace is not an overwhelming force which compels us unwillingly, but makes us willing. Our running is the spontaneous leaping forward of the mind which has been set free by God's hand. We will never run unless God helps us to run, and He wants to help us to run. Now, let's go to the next stanza. Verse 33. Teach me, O Lord, the way of Thy word, Thy statutes, and I shall keep it unto the end. See, that's perseverance of the saints right there. He said, Lord, if You'll teach me Thy way, I'm going to keep it until the end. Thank God that we can keep it to the end because we are kept by the power of God to the end. He said, teach me thy precepts that I may keep it unto the end. What David was saying there, those who are taught God's word never forget it. It's always in their mind and heart. If we receive the living incorruptible seed of the word, we'll live. And a part of it, we must die. The end of which David speaks is the end of life. He trusted in His grace to save him. He trusted in grace to keep him. And he trusted in grace to keep him all the way. And I shall keep it, the Word of God, until the end. See, that's not a good picture of perseverance of the saints when we don't keep the Word of God. When we don't keep the Scripture until the end. A lot of people, they come out and claim they're saved and in the youth of life, but by and by the seed seems to not have been in good ground, and it springs up, and then for a while it stays, and then it dies. And as they get older, they get more carnal. But I won't say that the fair portrait of a saint, the older and the grayer the hairs get on the physical body, it ought to be a spiritual growing. It ought to be a more of the love of the Word. They ought to trust in God more because they've been brought through more. His deliverances have been great to them. The older saint that has walked with the Lord Jesus not all their life, but after the Lord saved them from then on till their old age, they've seen greater deliverances. They've seen the Lord come through for them more than a younger person like I have. And we ought to love the Word and keep it all the way down to the end. But the thing that bothers me in our day, I've got family members who, I've got some people who used to believe wearing pants on women was wrong. They used to think that watching bad movies was wrong, and going to dances and mixed swimming and drinking and just, you know, wickedness in general. They stood against it. But as they've got older and their children got involved in it and married into families who were wicked as the devil, they've started to, well, I don't know if it's bad as it used to be. And they're not near the spiritual person and standing against sin that they were back in their younger days. Now, one of two things have happened. Either they're not saved and they had preacher religion and now that's run out and they're going to what they are. Or two, they didn't believe it anyway. And I might even add a third one. that they've just backslid on God. But whatever the case is, they're not in a good spiritual place, no matter how much their pastor pampers them, because they'll feed the preachers when they come in and do work around the church. But I won't say that does not make you spiritual. You ought to help out and do things around the house of God physically. But when you've backed up on your convictions and standards and spiritually, you're in bad shape. But a lot of preachers will keep patting them as long as they'll keep working and keep the work off their wife and family. But he said, I'm going to keep it, the word of God, until the end. It's going to be as dear to me down there at the end of the journey, even probably more dear, because it's getting more precious. Though the outward man decayeth, the inner man's renewed day by day. As this old man is dying, this flesh, our inner man is being strengthened and growing and expanding day by day. Verse 34. Give me understanding, and I shall keep thy law. Yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart. He said, now if you'll give me understanding, where I know what the law of God, the word of God says, I shall keep it. See, that's why it's such a great responsibility for the man of God, is he preaches the word to explain the word. Preach it with the right attitude. Help people to give them understanding. And then the Spirit of God works on them to give them understanding that they can keep the law. And he said, I'm going to observe it not half-heartedly, but with all that is within me, I want to observe the word of God. That's where we need to get back to. That's one of the main problems in our churches among those that are saved, is it seems like we have a bunch of half-hearted Christians who are half-heartedly serving God. They'll drag in and they barely make it to the services. They won't do anything during the week as far as witnessing and living for the Lord, and don't pray and read their Bible much, and just won't do anything, get involved in the work of the Lord. But David said, I'm going to keep it with my whole heart. I'm going to observe it. That it is the word of God with my whole heart. Make me go in the path of thy commandments, for therein do I delight. He said, Lord, get me in that path. There's two roads. There's a broad road that leads to destruction and a narrow road that leadeth unto life. And all the redeemed are on the straight and narrow road. As we're on that road, though, he said, make me go in the path of thy commandments, the way the word of God leads me, the path that scripture says this is where you need to go. And he said, I will delight. I will rejoice when I'm there. There's nobody any more miserable in this world than a person who is truly saved by the grace of God, but is on the wrong path and away from God. God is making you miserable. The sin is making you miserable. He will convict you and chastise you and bring you back to himself. But he said, I delight in that path, and I love that path. It's a good path to be in. God bless you. We'll be back next time. Psalms 119 and verse 36.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-7918. By email at obchurch@gmail.com or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.